Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going after that old-school DNB ghost note feel, the kind of bass phrasing that gave 90s jungle and drum and bass its eerie, rolling movement. This is not about piling on more notes. It's about making the notes you do choose feel alive, tense, and slightly haunted. We're building this in Ableton Live 12, and because this is an advanced lesson, I'm going to assume you already know your way around MIDI editing, bass synthesis, and basic drum and bass arrangement. The goal here is a dark, rolling bassline with tiny ghost notes that whisper around the main hits instead of crowding them. Think of the bass in three roles. The anchor notes are the ones that define the weight and harmony. The connector notes are the tiny transitions that imply motion. And the displacement notes are the little rhythmic nudges that lean off the grid just enough to create tension. That micro contrast is what makes this style feel performed instead of looped. Let's start by setting the context. Aim for a tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. A good starting point is 172. Build a simple drum foundation first, with a snare on 2 and 4, and ideally some kind of break or hat movement so the bass can react to real rhythmic pressure. Ghost notes only really make sense when they're designed around the drums. Now let's build the sound. Use a two-layer bass approach. One layer for the sub, one layer for the mid-bass character. For the sub, operator is a great choice. Keep it simple, clean, and strong. Use a sine wave, keep modulation minimal and make sure it's mono. Fast attack, slightly longer release, and no unnecessary movement. That layer is your foundation. It should feel solid, not flashy. For the mid layer, use wave-eatable or drift. This is where the personality lives. Try a saw and square style tone, or something slightly hollow and gritty. Use a low-pass filter, add a bit of drive, and shape the amplitude so the notes have a short decay and low sustain. You want the mid layer to stay old-school without turning bright or modern. Dark, controlled, and a little mechanical is the vibe. Group the two layers in an instrument rack so you can control them together. A really useful setup is to map macros for sub-level, mid-level, filter cutoff, and drive amount. That gives you fast control over tone while you're writing and arranging. Now shape the envelopes. Ghost notes need to feel different from the main notes. On the mid layer, use a fast attack, a short decay, low to medium sustain, and a short release. On the sub, keep the attack very fast and let the release breathe just enough so it doesn't click off unnaturally. The main idea is contrast. Short ghost notes, fuller main notes, and a clear difference in phrase weight. Start writing the core phrase before you add any ghosts. Keep it sparse. Put in one low root note at the beginning of the bar. Then let another note answer later, maybe after the snare or on an offbeat. Leave gaps. In this style, space is not empty space. Bass is groove. It's what gives the bass room to breathe with the breakbeat. Now for the important part. Add the ghost note. A ghost note in old-school DNB is usually a low-velocity pickup, a tiny answer after a snare, or a muted note that feels more like a rhythmic breath than a full musical statement. You can place it 1/16th before a main note, on the ear of a beat, or right after a snare hit. The best ghost notes feel like they're leaning into the next event. In a one-bar phrase, a strong approach is to place a main note on beat 1, then add a ghost note just before beat 2, another main note on beat 3, and a final ghost note leading into beat 4. That creates a subtle sense of motion, without filling every gap. The line starts to roll instead of just stepping from one note to the next. Velocity is huge here. Main notes can sit around 90 to 120, while ghost notes should usually live much lower, maybe 20 to 60 depending on the patch and the arrangement. If your instrument responds to velocity, use that to shape filter cutoff, amp, or even drive amount. Softer ghost notes should feel more muted and tucked back. If you want a really natural performance feel, map velocity to the timbre so the ghosts sound darker and less aggressive. Note length matters just as much. Keep ghost notes short, around a 32nd or a very short 16th, while letting main notes hold longer if the groove needs it. Short ghost notes create the illusion of a pluck or blip. They feel like punctuation, not like a full sentence. That's the trick. If you can remove a ghost note and the phrase still works, it's probably doing its job correctly. If removing it breaks the whole line, then it's not a ghost anymore. It's carrying too much weight. If you want extra old-school movement, add glide or legato on selected notes. In operator or wave-eatable, enable portamento or glide and keep the time moderate. Around 20 to 80 milliseconds gives subtle movement, while 80 to 140 can feel more obvious and swoopy. Use it sparingly. A clean main note with a ghost note sliding into the next hit can sound massive in a jungle context, but too much glide will push it away from the tight 90s roller feel. Another huge part of the sound is filtering. Put auto filter on the mid layer and start with a low pass setting. Keep the cutoff fairly low and the resonance modest. Then use velocity or automation, so the ghost notes are slightly more closed than the main notes. Even tiny filter changes make a note feel like it's whispering instead of shouting. That's what helps the ghost sit inside the groove rather than jumping out of it. Now add a bit of grit. Old school darkness often needs saturation. Use saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clip enabled, or bring in roar if you want a more aggressive modern edge while staying controlled. The key is to push the mid layer, not destroy the sub. If the bass starts feeling too polite, this is where you give it attitude. Then tighten everything with some discipline. On the bass group, use utility to keep the low end mono and stable. If needed, narrow the width below about 120 Hz. Use EQ8 to clean up mud in the low mids, especially around 200 to 400 Hz if the bass starts getting cloudy. Add light compression only if necessary. You want control, not flattening. If you overcompress a ghost note bass line, you kill the movement that makes it interesting. Now listen to it against the drums. This is where it becomes drum and bass instead of just a bass patch. Let the ghost note answer the snare tail. Place a pickup just before a break slice. Use a short nudge before a double time kick burst. And if the drums are dense, keep the ghost notes shorter, quieter, and more filtered. If the drums are sparse, you can let the ghosts be a little more obvious. The bass should always serve the rhythm, not fight it. A strong old school line evolves subtly over time. Don't loop the exact same bar forever. For an 8-bar section, establish the pattern in the first 2 bars. Add an extra ghost note in bars 3 and 4. Remove one note for tension in bars 5 and 6, and then bring in a slide or octave variation in bars 7 and 8 for the turnaround. Small changes go a long way. Move one ghost note a 16th earlier. Shift a pickup later. Change one velocity. Swap a note for a rest. That's how the line breathes without sounding busy. If you want even more character, resample it. Bounce the bass phrase to audio, chop it, reverse tiny sections, and process a duplicate layer through Redux, saturator, or drum bus. Then blend that very quietly back under the original. This is classic jungle thinking. Synthesize it, print it, abuse it a little, and then turn the artifact into part of the groove. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, ghost notes that are too loud. If they compete with the main notes, they stop being ghosts. Second, every note being the same length. Old school bass lives on contrast. Third, too much sub movement or glide, which can smear the low end. Fourth, widening the low frequencies, which weakens the foundation. Fifth, over-filtering the whole line so everything sounds muffled and the groove disappears. And finally, ignoring velocity. In this style, velocity is one of the biggest differences between a flat loop and a living bass line. Here's a strong practice exercise. Build a 2-bar roller. In bar 1, play a main root note on beat 1, a ghost note on beat 2a, another main note on beat 3, and a ghost pickup on beat 4 and leading into the next bar. In bar 2, keep the core idea but shift one ghost note slightly, change one note length, and add one glide event. Make the main notes hit harder, keep the ghost notes very short, and filter the ghosts a little more than the mains. Then, if you want to push it further, render the MIDI to audio, reverse a tiny ghost note tail, add a touch of Redux to a duplicate, and tuck it in under the original. If you want to level up the arrangement, think in terms of call and response. Let the bass answer the break, then let the break answer the bass. Use ghost notes to signal transitions into a drop or fill. Open the filter a tiny bit in the second 8 bars. Add a little drive in the lift. Drop the bass out for one bar before a new section so the return hits harder. In old school drum and bass, contrast is power. So to recap, the recipe is this. Build a clean sub and a character mid layer. Write a sparse main phrase first. Then add short low velocity ghost notes that support the groove without taking over. Use filter movement, note length, and velocity to make those notes breathe. Add tiny glide gestures where they make musical sense. Keep the low end disciplined, keep the phrase locked to the drums, and evolve the pattern over time instead of leaving it static. The magic here is not in adding more notes. It's in making a few carefully placed notes feel intentional, rhythmic, and ominous. That's the old school darkness. That's the roll. And when it lands right, it absolutely speaks for itself.